Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and I'm going to try to get through this review without becoming a blubbering mess. So in case you clicked on this review and didn't even look at the title, this is a review of the new wrestling movie called The Iron Claw. It's about the Von Erich family and the pro wrestling in the 70s and 80s in Texas. I didn't know really anything about this family or about their story. I know The Rock was on Joe Rogan's podcast a few months ago, and he talked a little bit about it, and I watched the episode, but I didn't really remember anything about it that he talked about. He talked about the film and about his relationship to the Von Erich family. By the time I had seen this movie, I had completely forgotten everything that The Rock had said. So we went into this fresh. But the thing about this movie is that, like all great sports movies, and all movies in general, is that it's not about the plot. It's about the characters. It's about the story of these brothers and this father and just this family and their, you know, at times tension-filled relationship among all of them. So I think this film can resonate with everyone. It's not just a wrestling movie, just like, you know, Rocky and Raging Bull. They're not just boxing movies. They are movies about boxers. This film is the same way. It's not a wrestling movie. It's a movie about this family that happened to be very famous wrestlers in the 70s and 80s. And like I said, it's very much about the relationship between the brothers. And I'm a sucker for films about brothers and about fathers and sons. I have two brothers myself. I know I've said that in previous reviews, but those stories always resonate with me because I can relate to the characters more easily. And this film really does a good job of helping me kind of enter into that world of wrestling and kind of understand, you know, like the ins and outs of like the business of wrestling during that time. But it's all kind of like a backdrop for the drama that goes on between these brothers, and the chemistry between the four actors that play the four Von Erich brothers is astounding. It's very fantastic. All four of them and the dad too. The guy that plays the dad, I forget his name, but they all five of them really, it's really an ensemble movie. They all sort of embody their characters very well, especially Zac Efron. I had no idea that a person can get so huge. Zac Efron must have been on that Hugh Jackman Wolverine workout diet plan because he is enormous. Just watch the trailers, look at the posters. He completely transforms. He's no longer that silly kid that's singing and dancing in a High School Musical. You know, he's not that rom-com kid from 17 again. You know, he's a fully developed dramatic actor in this movie, and he really puts his body through the ringer. I mean, even like his face, I don't know if they put prosthetics on him, but like his face and his jaw are even like it looks like his bone structure has changed because his muscles are so enormous. But he plays not the oldest. They explain in the movie that there were five brothers, but one, the oldest, had died when he was a kid. So he didn't really know the other brothers. The other brothers didn't really get to know him. But Zac Efron plays the oldest living brother. And it's just all about, them coming up in the Texas wrestling circuit and them trying to get a world championship. But there's ever since his brother had died, there has been this kind of old wives' tale that their family is cursed, and that like there's this history going back to like his grandmother that these bad things keep happening to the Von Erichs. Anyone with the last name of Von Erich, like just weird, like strange stuff happens. So there's like this rumor around town that the Von Erichs are cursed. And there are definitely some very heart-wrenching things that happen in this movie. I'm not going to spoil it because I didn't know anything about it, but I mean, happened a long time ago. It's based on a true story. So if you want to know, you can go look up and see what happened to all of the brothers. But there were a couple scenes in this movie that just emotionally wrecked me. Especially like the last, I would say the last 15, 20, 25 minutes of the movie, I was like full on ugly crying, snot coming out of my nose, like my head in my hands. Like I can't even look at the screen because of what's going on, and because of what is being said, and because the performances of Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White, who also plays one of the brothers. It's a tough watch for anyone, I think, who has lost someone in their life, and for anyone who has brothers or who has loved someone like a brother. And just it's just a fantastic film. I've seen it twice now. It's a shame that it's not getting any kind of recognition in any of the awards. I think this is the best performance of Zac Efron's career. I think he definitely deserves an Oscar nomination for Best Lead Actor. But for whatever reason, the Academy or I think that the Golden Globe nominations are out. I know they're coming up here in a couple weeks. But they haven't, I don't remember, but I don't think it got any kind of significant nominations, maybe a technical award or something. But man, it's just a travesty that films like this kind of slip under the radar and that they don't get the kind of recognition from the awards and from the guilds that they deserve. I would definitely not complain if anyone from this movie got nominated, the dad or any of the four brothers. Even for, I think this movie should get nominated for Best Ensemble Cast for the Screen Actors Guild Awards. But that is essentially their version of Best Picture, and I don't know. I just don't. I think these people that vote for these awards and these people in these guilds, the Academy and the Golden Globes, like for whatever reason, I'm sure they're just looking at it. Oh, like oh, it's that wrestling movie. It's like for whatever reason, a lot of times sports movies, especially movies about a quote unquote like fake sport like pro wrestling, even though there's a scene in the film where Zac Efron explains to his girlfriend like nothing about what we do is fake, and he kind of explains that just because it's prearranged or written doesn't mean that they're not getting hurt in the ring, that they're not bleeding, that they're not coming home with bruises and and all of that, cuts on their face and all of this stuff. Like none of that is fake. Just because they determine the outcome of the match beforehand doesn't mean what they do is fake. But I think a lot of Academy voters and a lot of these old school Hollywood types that are still in these guilds are looking at this movie and saying, "Oh, that's the pro wrestling movie," and they're not going to give it the respect that it deserves, even though, a little spoiler for an episode coming up, it's in my top 10 movies of the year, and I just saw it a second time, like I said. And after seeing it again, I might have to raise it up on my list. But this is definitely one of the best movies of the year of 2023. I know we're in 2024 now, but I think it's in limited release. It's been out for a little bit. It might go wide after some of the awards shows come out if it gets any nominations, but it's not looking like it, unfortunately. But I really enjoyed it. I think everyone should see it. It's not about pro wrestling. It's about a family that happens to be pro wrestlers. It's about relationships between brothers and the love, hate relationship that, brothers can often have with each other. And same thing with fathers and sons, that kind of like duty that you feel to your father to make him proud, but also fighting against what you really want to do in your life, and the dad not really being very supportive, and him wanting, to sort of live his life, relive his life by proxy through his children. All of those kind of aspects of family dynamics are explored in great detail, and it's a great film, and everyone should see it. And we need more movies like this, more movies that focus on the characters rather than the special effects and action and explosions. And another spoiler for my top 10 episode coming up. It's going to be kind of like a year in review episode too. Like, I think the box office this year for those types of big budget, special effects films has really shown that the audience doesn't want those kinds of movies anymore, or at least they're not willing to accept mediocre versions of those kinds of movies. So I'll get, but that's, a topic for a, another episode, like I said. But definitely go see The Iron Claw. It's worth your time. It's worth your money. Buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray, on digital. Support movies like this because we need more movies like this in the theaters. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.